Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Cherry Gregg. Annette John Hall has covered sports in three cities, interviewed celebrities, written a Metro column in Philly, and in 2016 became a podcast host and producer right here at WHYY. But finally, after 41 years in the journalism game, Annette is closing her notebook for the very last time. She'll be retiring in just a couple of days, and she's here. Annette, I can't believe you're retiring. I came and you're leaving.
That darn COVID. You know, I was working from home when they hired you. You obviously have to be in the studio to do what you do. I didn't get a chance to see you, but I am just so, so happy that you're at WHYY now. You are so terrific.
And so are you. But let's talk about your career here first at WHYY. First of all, I got to re-listen to Cosby Unraveled, the podcast, and I believe that was your first podcast.
Yeah.
You know, here at WHYY, what was that like?
It was more than an ocean, as my grandmother would say, to transition from print to broadcast. But, you know, I couldn't have found a better place to learn and to do by doing Cosby Unraveled. I had never hosted anything before, but I do know how to report. And the thing that I think put Cosby Unraveled above the rest of the podcasts that were out at the time, that we were reporting in real time. We were reporting the trial. We were doing boots on the ground journalism and going back to the Richard Allen homes in North Philly, where Cosby grew up, talking to his community there about what they thought about the trial and about him. And I think that that gave the podcast another level of authority and nuance to talk to people who we seldom hear on the radio.
Yeah. From Cosby Unraveled, you then started to work on and hosting your next podcast, which was The Why, 4 days a week.
Oh, man.
How did Cosby prepare you for that level
of
production, boots on the ground every single day?
Yeah, we learned how to prioritize, you know, doing a 4 times a week podcast, trying to address topical news was a grind. But from Cosby Unraveled, I learned how to do a narrative podcast, to tell a story, to have our reporters on to take us through the story. Writing a script for a podcast is really different than writing for print. It's almost like writing a play a little bit in there.
But real life,
But real life.
You won awards. Congratulations.
Thank you.
But I got to ask you, I mean, you started your career right out of college as a sports reporter. There weren't very many women covering sports. How did that change you or shape you as a journalist?
Well, when I started in 1980, fresh out of San Francisco State University at the Oakland Tribune, it toughened me up. You know, I was one of the few women on the road. I can only think of one other black woman on the road at that time, which was Claire Smith, who just got a building named after,
a program named after Temple University.
And when we would see each other on the road, Cherry, we would be like, oh, it's just so good to see somebody else who understands what you go through. You know, I had situations where I wasn't let into locker rooms. I had situations where I was hit on by players and coaches. So young, I didn't know how to handle it. It was scary, at times frustrating, but I'm so glad that I could be looked at as one of the women who paved the way for the many, the tens, the dozens of other women who are now doing it.
Then you came to Philadelphia, but you didn't cover sports.
No.
You were a columnist.
I spent 10 years as a sports writer. That was enough for me because I was trying to juggle being a mom. I had 2 small kids at the time and getting ready to have a third. I could not stay on the road anymore. I could not work nights and weekends.
Which is when the games are,
Which are when the games are. And so I was able to, at the Enquirer, cover features for a while, and then I was asked to write a Metro column.
And I have to say, that's how I met you. And you actually provided very unique perspectives. What was one of the things you loved about being a columnist and being able to share your opinion in that way?
Well, one of my goals in being a columnist was to do the boots on the ground journalism, to talk to the people that you didn't see on the pages of the Enquirer unless it was some kind of crime committed. You know, I wanted to get in the neighborhoods and humanize people. And I think I was able to do that. I was very lucky in that I was a columnist at the time that Barack Obama was running for president. The Obama campaign allowed me to use that as a springboard to talk a lot about race and culture.
So, Annette, beautiful career. So what is next? And I got to point out, you got a new grandbaby.
Are you
grandma?
I'm honey.
Oh!
My mother was called honey by her great grandchildren because she didn't know, she couldn't remember their names. And so she used to say, honey, go do this. Honey, come here. And that's how honey became this term of grandmother endearment in our family. So I am honey to Zuri Rose. Mm-hmm. She can't say it yet. She's only 13 months. One of the reasons I decided to retire at this particular time was because of her.
Yay. Yeah. And so I'm sure you'll be having some other things up your sleeve as well.
Yes, I plan to apply to graduate school. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a lot of community service right now. So I'm going to be really busy.
Yeah.
But in a different kind of way.
Yeah. And as we wrap up, I got to ask you, as you transition to this next phase, if there's one thing you're most proud of, what is it?
Having a diverse career, being a sports writer, being a columnist, being a feature writer, and then transitioning into radio journalism, that I was able to do all those things with a degree of excellence is probably what I'm most proud of, because it's not lost on me that how I did reflects on other Black women coming after me.
Amen. And I'm happy to be here after you left such excellence in front of me and set an example. So Annette John Hall, sad to see you go, but so happy to see what you'll do next. Thank you very much. I'm Cherry Gregg, and this is WHYY News.